From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor. This is FT News. Royal Bank of Scotland was due to be in court with some disaffected investors, but at the last minute, it seems that talks may lead to a settlement. That could mean that Fred Goodwin, the disgraced former chief executive, doesn't have to face his day in court. Well, to give us the update on that running story is Jane Croft, who's just back from the High Court. She's our Law Courts correspondent. Jane, thanks very much for coming in. I gather the judge has delayed the hearing again today. This is the second day running. In expectation, is this that basically an out-of-court settlement can be reached between RBS and these plaintiffs? Maybe you should explain what the case is about as well.
Yeah, what this is basically about is it's a £700 million case brought by thousands of angry shareholders over RBS's 2008 rights issue, which was conducted in the months up to the financial crisis and in the months up to when RBS nearly collapsed and basically had to receive a £45.5 billion bailout from the government. So these investors are saying that under the sort of leadership of Fred Goodwin, they effectively were misled in the rights issue prospectus about the health of RBS and the health of the company. So they're suing the bank, wanting to get compensation. There's been settlement talks in this, started over the weekend. The trial was due to open on Monday, and it's been delayed 2 days now. The High Court's been told today that the majority of investors bringing the case have indicated they're willing to accept the latest offer from RBS to settle it. The real interest in this trial is who is actually testifying. So Fred Goodwin, the disgraced former chief executive who brought RBS to the brink of ruin, hasn't really been seen much in public since his appearance before the Treasury Select Committee in 2009. So basically, he is due to be one of the witnesses and being cross-examined in court for 2 days. Other RBS former directors like the chairman, Tom McKillop, are also due to be cross-examined. So that's the real interest in this trial, hearing from the people at the heart of the run-up to the disaster that befell RBS in autumn 2008.
But of course, if the settlement talks do lead to an out-of-court settlement, your fun will all be gone. You won't see Fred Goodwin in court.
Indeed. And that's exactly what RBS, I think, are looking to do. RBS don't want the kind of events of 2008 to be raked up yet again and for new information to come to light. Obviously, the RBS is still 73% government-owned. It's been posting losses. It's yet another kind of legacy issue that the bank has to grapple with. And obviously, if they can kind of settle it, that means that 14-week trial and the embarrassment that might come out of it is avoided.
And just finally, to put this in context, we've had a number of shareholder lawsuits that have been brought against RBS relating to this rights issue, and that basically the allegation was that when RBS went to its shareholders to raise this money, it wasn't totally upfront with them about the state of the bank and they were duped. Now, it's settled all other lawsuits from shareholders in this regard. This is the final one that's outstanding.
It's basically being brought by five groups of shareholders, and four out of five groups have settled. This is the last group holding out. And indeed, in this group, there's quite a lot of individual shareholders, about 7,500 of them. And some of them are RBS employees or former employees. So I think the delay in this has been because some of the shareholders are diehards. They really want to kind of see Fred Goodwin cross-examined in court. They really want this case to go to trial. So that's why these talks have taken so long.
And a final word, obviously, until it settles, we don't know what it's finally going to cost RBS. But the latest indication is how much?
I think it's something like 82 pence a share is the latest we've heard. Whether or not they'll have to up that, which is possible.
And that would equate to how
much? Tens of millions, right. Tens of millions. I mean, the shareholders that settled last year, at the end of last year, these four groups, they got about sort of 41p, something like that. So I think, you know, this is obviously almost double what these other previous shareholders have got. So the bank is obviously doing everything it can to try and settle this.
We will monitor it closely. Jane, thanks very much for joining us.